So when you're in high school, actually, it starts a little earlier than that. When you're in elementary school, thank you, your parents tell you and your teachers tell you and everybody tells you that you can do anything you want when you grow up. Nobody tells you how to pay for that, by the way, but they tell you you can do anything you want. And then when you get in high school, they start asking you, have you thought about this thing that you want to do and how are you going to do it? And so, you know, in high school, for most of us, we draw on celebrities, on athletes, on other, you know, famous people as our inspiration. You know, those are the people we aspire to be. And so much like other people my age, when I was about 15, I decided the person that I wanted to be was Pamela Anderson. Yeah. Well, I was 5'4" and 90 pounds, and bean poles have more curves than I did, but that's okay because I wasn't interested in being Pamela Anderson physically. What I was interested in is being Pamela Anderson on Baywatch. So I had seen Pamela Anderson running down that beach with those paddles in her hands, pulling that lifeless person from the water, putting those paddles on, and saving his life. And also because I was 15, I noticed the part where she got the hunky guy. But mostly I wanted to put those paddles on somebody and save somebody's life. So I tried to look around and figure out how I could do that at 15 years old. And the first place I found was in my high school. We had a student athletic training program. So those were student volunteers who assisted the certified athletic trainer in helping all of the athletes that might get injured during practice or during a game, and help them rehab those injuries as well. So I got involved with that, and I did that for a while, and there was two problems. One is that nobody really dies in high school, and I know that's a good thing, but when you wanted to put the paddles on and save somebody's life, it wasn't working out, okay? And I was, you know, getting a little frustrated. And two is high school boys are just really whiny, and you give out a lot of bags of ice, and you don't feel a lot of reward for that. So at one varsity basketball game, two of our players collided, and one of those players didn't get up. He was unconscious. And so the athletic trainer was tending to him, and very quickly the local ambulance squad came in and took over care and transported him away. And it sparked in my mind, well, that's where I can make myself a hero. So I took myself down to the local fire department, which also does medical services, and I told the fella that answered the door that I wanted to apply to be a member. And he looked at me the same way that anybody would have looked at me if I said I wanted to be Pamela Anderson, because I was 5'4" and 90 pounds and at a fire station wanting to sign up. And most of the members there were middle-aged men, and and there was me. So I got accepted. They agreed to let me in. I think they were afraid not to. And so they had to do something with me quickly. And they said, whatever the next class is, you are going to take it. So it was EMT, or emergency medical technician, and here in this area we call them ambulance drivers, or ambulance drivers, I think. So I did that. I went and I learned how to be an EMT, and it was a rather hard course, but I felt really good because I passed it. And I thought, well, I've done this. Let me keep doing more. And sort of behind all that was this notion that at the fire department, because I was this, you know, sort of only young, small girl, and I didn't really get treated the same way as the other people. And that wasn't to say that I got treated worse. As a matter of fact, the guys there were really hesitant to do much of any kind of kidding with me or any of the stuff that they kind of do with new members, with probies, as we're called. So I never really knew. I didn't have a gauge for how well I might be accepted or what they really thought of me. You know, I knew that I walked on eggshells around them, and they walked on eggshells around me. And so I really didn't know. And so I figured the best thing I could do was the thing that I had always done, which was to just keep, you know, pushing myself harder, getting more education, learning more things, and trying to, you know, redeem myself that way. So I continued on. I took a lot of classes. I really participated in a lot of events, and I still wasn't quite sure. Now, I started college around this time as well, and that was here in Maryland. I should say that this fire department was in New Jersey, where I grew up. But I was still determined to be doing this thing, because, see, I still hadn't put the paddles on anybody. So I said, okay, fine, I'll come home on the weekends. I'll drive back. It's 2 hours. I'll drive back on the weekends, and I'll do this, you know, this volunteer bit at the firehouse. So I kept doing that, and I started school in August of 2001. And September, I was home. I was actually getting ready to, we're getting ready to have an annual fire prevention show in October. So we were planning for that, and I went home to help with that planning. And in the morning, I woke up, and my mom was telling me that there was a plane that had hit a building in New York City. And we lived about 45 minutes or so, maybe even less, from New York City. And by the time I turned the TV on, we watched the second plane hit another building. And we realized, of course, that that wasn't an accident. my first inclination was to go to the firehouse because I wanted to do something. And so I went there along with quite a few other volunteers. And we all, of course, were saying, you know, we're here, we're ready, what can we do? Because we were fairly close to New York City, our county was activated to respond. And basically, they wanted one crew from our station, which was three people. So our chief and some other line officers went into a room to make the decision as to who would go. And there was probably 50 of us asking. They came out a short time later with the decision that they told everyone that there were the three people that were going. There was two individuals and myself. And at that moment, I finally knew that, you know, I had been accepted and that my hard work had paid off. But, of course, it's the worst way to find out, right? So I went to New York with the crew, and I guess, you know, it also showed to me that all my work, you know, getting accepted, not only had I been accepted by them, but I was part of something. And so now it's 2012, which means that about 13 years have gone by, and I've made Baltimore my home permanently, and I'm still driving to New Jersey on the weekends to volunteer at a firehouse in New Jersey. Now, I have scaled back. I'm only going once or twice a month now. I've also since gone on to become an EMT instructor, so I drive to New Jersey to be an EMT instructor, too, because, you know, why not, right? And so it's been a lively 13 years in the EMS. I have had an occasion to use those paddles. Let me tell you, it's not heroic. It's probably one of the worst feelings you'll have in the world. The only thing I can say is that my dream has come true, and long after Pamela Anderson's show was canceled, I'm still volunteering, and and so I'm pretty proud of that.